June 14th, 1899. Jesus wants to chastise the world. This morning, most loving Jesus was not coming. In my interior, I kept thinking, how is it that he's not coming? What's new? Yesterday, he came so often, and today, the hour is getting late, and he has not even showed himself yet. What heartbreak! What patience it takes with Jesus! It seemed to me that my whole interior was becoming all alarmed, for it wanted Jesus, and he waged such a war against me as to give me pains of death. My will, as though superior to everything, tried to bring peace by persuading my senses, inclinations, desires, affections, and all the rest to calm down, for Jesus would come. So, after long suffering, Jesus came, carrying a cup in his hand, full of blood, coagulated, putrefied, and stinking. And he told me, do you see this cup of blood? I will pour it over the world. While he was saying this, Mama came, the Most Holy Virgin, and my confessor together with her. They prayed Jesus not to pour it over the world, but to have me drink it. The confessor said to him, Lord, why keep her as victim if you do not want to pour it over her? I absolutely want you to let her suffer and to spare the people. Mama was crying and insisted with Jesus and with the confessor that he should not give up praying until Jesus would be content with accepting the exchange. Jesus insisted that he wanted to pour it over the whole world, and at first he almost seemed to frown. I saw myself all confused. I was unable to say anything, because the sight of that cup full of blood, so ugly, was so horrifying as to cause my whole nature to tremble. What would it be to drink it? However, I was resigned. If the Lord would give it to me, I would accept it. Who can say then the chastisements contained in that blood, if the Lord would pour it over the world? It seems that from this very day, he keeps the hail prepared, which will cause great damage, and it seems that it must continue in the following days. And then, later on, Jesus seemed a little bit more calm, so much so that he seemed to embrace the confessor, because he had prayed him in that way. However, without coming to any determination on whether he would pour it over the people or not. So it ended, leaving me in indescribable pain because of what it may happen.